This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, boo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer, and I am so excited to have another Housewives guest in the studio today. A returning guest. She's back. She's on another season that we have a lot to get into. Please welcome Lisa Hochstein. Hi, Lisa. Yes, I'm so glad you're here. It's one-on-one today. Last season you were here with Larsa, which was a whole experience in and of itself, but it's just you and me. It's a new year. It's a new season. We are, at least, so we're like maybe halfway, a little more into this season. I haven't had a chance to talk to you yet. How has this season been for you, just kind of from an overall standpoint?
It's been another year of challenges I'm still going through. And I know everybody is so sick of hearing about my divorce, but it's what I'm going through. It's my current life. It's happening now. So that's shared. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, throughout the show, the girls don't like it. I'm reading comments from the fans. They're not loving it, but unfortunately, that's still what I'm dealing with. But I have this amazing man over here, Jody.
Yes,
we love Jody. I'm so happy to for the world to see him. Like, he's my partner, he's my everything, and just like my growth and my journey.
Yeah. I was thinking about this before, and then I was talking to Jody about it too, that it's tough this season because, like you said, it's hard to keep hearing about everything that you're going through with your divorce and your ex, and it has been so public. But at the same time, if you weren't talking about it on the show, it would be an issue as well. How have you tried to navigate that kind of that balance of, well, we want to know everything, but also can you shut up about it? Like,
yeah, I really don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm so focused on my business ventures, Splitwell and Fly and my children and just, you know, moving on. So the girls are really the ones bringing it up. Like, a lot of the group conversations start off with bringing up an article that they found on a Google alert, and then I'm forced to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really feel I'm talking about it all the time. I feel like everyone's talking about it.
Right. And for you, obviously, it's your lived experience. You don't have a choice whether or not to go through something, whereas, you know, it's a choice to have a Google alert.
Exactly. And it's a choice to bring it up and discuss it amongst everyone else and then bring it up to me. And, you know, it's my life. I'm on a reality TV show and this is my reality.
Yeah. I think if I had to guess, I think everyone in your cast would say that they have the best intentions with you and that they want you to succeed and hope for the best. But maybe it's not coming across the way that you are hoping this season. Do you feel like at the root, everybody is still Team Lisa? Or do you feel like it's been a little bit more of a tough
thing this season? Amazing relationships with most, like all of the women. And there's a little, you know, there's some issues that are coming up. And you'll see that in the upcoming episodes. But overall, I think we all want the best for each other. Mm-hmm. I think that deep down, we all care about each other. But I definitely get into it with some of the girls.
Yeah.
You have to watch.
Yeah, we've been watching. But
there's
seeing
a lot coming
okay
out.
I think with Miami, something that I talked about with Gertie when she was here earlier this season is having a cast of 9 women. Like, you guys have had such a strong, consistent cast for these 3 seasons that you've been back. It's pretty unusual in Housewives. And I'm wondering if you feel like they're, like you said, you want everyone to succeed. Do you feel like there's kind of like a special ingredient in your cast that has made it so dynamic since the comeback?
I think that we have, I don't know about the other franchises, but we have real friendships. Like I have known Marisol, Adriana, Alexia, and Leah for so many years. And we've stayed friends and we've kept in contact and we hang out regardless of the show or not. Like we've always had each other's back. Like we check in on each other. And I think that's really important to have in a reality show. Like when you're real authentic, have real authentic friendships. And also, you know, with the newer cast, the new girls that came on in, like I have real friendships with some, not all of them. So I think that's really important. And I know that some of them are like best friends.
Yeah, you can feel, I mean, with a cast of this size too, like you can feel all of the different layers that some people have these tight one-on-one bonds. And then there are sort of like mini groups within the group. And then there's the full group.
And then it switches.
It does feel like kind of every episode, there's like a little bit of a different pocket of the cast that kind of gets their moment together. And I think it's fun as a viewer to see something different every episode almost.
Yeah, I just think the group dynamic is amazing. And, you know, we can come back from our arguments, which is really nice because a lot of other franchises, they can't. And that's to the detriment of the show.
I want to talk about Nicole's Mother's Day Mamacita brunch, which I had to go back. That was thought up as a way to celebrate you, I believe.
And it was such a, I mean, I love Nicole.
It was like we're giving Lisa a nice Mother's Day brunch.
Yeah.
Maybe not exactly how it played out, but you were talking about having these longstanding relationships with the women that were in the cast back in the day.
Yeah.
And we got a return from a different, somebody that you didn't mention having a longstanding friendship with, and it's Anna. What was your kind of just whole take on her appearance in that episode and her kind of coming back?
I immediately knew that she was there to stir up trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I know that she doesn't have a relationship with really any of the cast, maybe Nicole, because she did mention and they had some flashbacks on the show of her, you know, saying that she has spoken to Leah and Anna right before the reunion. So I did remember that, and I just couldn't believe that she was there. And rightfully, I understand why Alexia and Marisol didn't want to be around her, because they had no idea. It was a surprise to all of us. I had no idea.
Right.
And I was like, what are you doing here? Because I really didn't care for her myself. But she was, you know, look, it's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And she was really nice to me, and, you know, people change.
Yeah. I think it's interesting, though, because you mentioned that you have had a long-standing relationship with Leah. And we saw her last season. She was on the show for an episode. I think people really liked seeing that that moment between you and her, and that you can tell that it's like that's a relationship that still exists outside of just what's happening on the show. Whereas like with Anna, you could tell that there was kind of like the gears spinning a little bit of like, what were the mechanics of you showing up at this brunch today? And it seems like Adriana is kind of hard at work.
Yeah, it looks like I love Adriana too.
Yeah.
So I never want to throw her under the bus, but yeah, I mean, look, her and Alexia don't have the best, and Marisol, they don't have the best relationship. So, and she was trying to have my back. So what can I say about that? I was there for it.
It was good TV.
Yeah, it was good TV.
Did anyone ever sit down to eat at that brunch?
Did we eat? Yeah.
Because there was a lot of storming out.
Every time I looked at my glass, it was like it was filled. Like the bartenders were, I guess, like wanted to make sure we had a good time. And we did have a good time after.
Okay.
So it was like an after party. And I think you guys saw the kiss with Julia and I.
I feel like you guys do have a lot of fun. Like
we have a lot of fun.
Some of the moments that aren't necessarily like the most drama. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, like these ladies can party with each other and it's a good time.
We do. And I mean, I go out with a lot of them frequently. I mean, Julia, I just had dinner with her a few weeks ago. She, you know, comes over to have drinks like outside of the show. Adriana, Alexia, even. Alexia took me out for dinner with Todd and Jody. Like we have great friendships. We love to have fun, hang out.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. The superpower short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove.
I feel like we've all had that moment where you're at somebody's wedding and you're looking around the food, the venue, the music, the overall vibe. And you're making like that mental checklist of if I were planning a wedding right now, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. What would I want to copy from this? What would I want to change? What would I want to tweak? Well, I've been a part of my fair share of weddings over the years, and I know just how stressful the process can be. You go from that newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. But using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish and makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake, Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and even maybe enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want. With tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences, every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. I'm glad to hear that it seems like you're doing well with Julia, because there's been a little bit of bumpiness. I don't know how much you can get into it, because obviously we have not finished the season yet, but you know, the comments about parenting and kids and stuff, you know, it's been a little bit of a back and forth that I think it's tough to watch a little bit from the audience side, but obviously you are right in the middle of it. What was that relationship like for you this season, navigating with Julia?
Well, the whole season, besides the Palm Beach, everything, we had a great relationship. Mm-hmm. In Palm Beach, I was shocked and I did feel like I was being interrogated when all of the women came at me like one by one by one at a trip that I planned to have them support me with my new business venture. Right. So I was just completely shocked that they went for me, and I didn't take it as if they were trying to help me, because they were trying to prescribe cars for me and question me as a mother, and why would I go here? And all the while, you know, they're giving Lenny ammunition. We have a pending lawsuit. Like, right. We're going through a divorce, like a very public, ugly one. And so I just felt like they were feeding into that, and I didn't want to go there with a lot of the things that they said. I think that it should have been off limits.
Yeah, that's a tricky thing, that it's not only are you like sort of just sick of talking about it, but also it can actually have consequences.
Consequences, exactly.
And you know that somebody's watching the show with like a fine tooth comb, and yeah.
Some of these women have dealt with, you know, like lawsuits. Yeah. They know very well that you shouldn't be discussing things like that. They could have pulled me aside privately or mm-hmm. called me, but that didn't happen. It was very embarrassing to have it said a dinner that I planned for my friends. I put a lot of time and effort. Mm-hmm. I wanted to celebrate, you know, Fly and this new business venture. And it didn't turn out. Like, I thank God I kept my cool because I didn't want to, like, ruin my dinner mm-hmm. that I wanted to be with my friends to celebrate. So
I think it's great that you hosted that trip to Palm Beach, that we saw you working on your business. I know it's something that other people have sort of been putting on you of like, we want to see you on your own, doing your own thing, X, Y, Z. And you are. And I talk to me about kind of how important it is for you to show off both personally and professionally that you are kind of like in this next chapter of, like you said, Lisa 2.0.
You know, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I have worked my entire life. I've never stopped working. Like, mm-hmm. I'm working right now, you know? But I have two new business ventures. We have Splitwell, that is a divorce platform mm-hmm. To help women and everyone really balance the power in divorce. And then, of course, Fly. And then me being a mother and then the show. And I'm always working.
Yeah.
And even before, I was running the med spa. I opened that med spa. And before that, I was an actress, model. I did multiple magazine covers. I've done, you name it, like, national commercials, one being like a Mars Bar commercial, Playmakers, like a bunch of TV shows, movies. Like,
yeah.
Just you name it. I was doing it, and I haven't really spoken about that. So a lot of people don't know that mm-hmm. about me.
I think it's so interesting. One thing that I love about Housewives as kind of like a whole project is that I think it's so cool to get to see so many different versions of successful, powerful, ambitious women doing all different versions of, you know, success and business and everything. And so I think it's cool to see you kind of grow into that a little bit more, even if it's not a new part of your life, kind of a new part of what you're showing on the show. I think you've been on the show a long time now, and it's cool to see like a different side of Lisa.
You know, I was always promoting my business with my ex,
yeah.
And really trying to help with branding and building
yeah.
his business. So now that's changed. Now I'm doing it for me.
Mm.
So I think that's the biggest change. And I think that everyone should always, women, men should always do something for themselves. And because you never look at me, look
yeah.
where I am now. So, everything happens for a reason, but I'm really proud and excited about these ventures. And I think that they are going to help a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. I think it's nice also because last season we saw you kind of in real time sort of start to go through this process and everything with your divorce. And it feels like this season, obviously you're not kind of done with it, but that you're sort of looking to the future a little bit more in your relationship, in your business and everything. Like, it feels like you kind of have that forward-looking mindset versus just kind of trying to get through each day.
I'm so excited. I wake up every morning excited about and passionate about what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like definitely my passion project, and it gives me so much purpose. You know, I am so much happier. What a difference a year makes, a year and a half.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm happy.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about your friendship with Larsa, because you guys are a little bit of a dynamic duo on the show, I would say. Larsa is not always the easiest person to maybe to deal with in a group situation. And this season, particularly the situation with Gertie's diagnosis, I think from the fan perspective, it was kind of tough to watch how that was handled. And you kind of got caught in the middle a little bit with Gertie and with Larsa and trying to sort of...
What's your take on that, how I got caught in the middle?
Well, I think you tried to do a delicate job of letting Gertie know that you had heard and, you know, expressing to her that you were concerned for her.
Right. Super. That's really all I wanted. Like, I just wanted her to know that I wanted to be there for her.
Right.
And
then you got... And then I think because, I mean, obviously Gertie was going through a lot, but... When she sort of put out the, you know, it was a test of Larsa and XYZ. And then I think it sort of got muddled in a way, partially because Larsa, you know, told people things that maybe she shouldn't have. But then what was that like kind of for you to be in that situation? Because I think watching it, it's easy to have opinions, but.
Look, Larsa is one of my closest friends, but at the same time, I tell her how I feel. I don't hold back. We have very open lines of communication. Mm-hmm. And I told her, like, you shouldn't have done that. And she knows she shouldn't have done that. And I'll let her tell her story when she, that's really her story to tell. But, you know, she is feels terrible about it. I know because I talked to her and she wishes that she didn't do that mm-hmm. in that way. But that's Larsa's story to tell.
Okay. It was an interesting thing to hear Kiki talk on the season about her friendship with Larsa. You guys are friends as well. Kind of like navigating when your friends are in a relationship that's taking up a lot of their energy and their, you know, time. What was your take on sort of hearing Kiki talk about that maybe when you watched the episodes?
I think that, you know, Larsa and Kiki were both out there looking for love. And Kiki, I don't know, I'm not sure if she's in a relationship right now or not, but they were both looking for what Larsa found. And, you know, when you're in a new relationship, you spend a lot of time with that person. Like I know with Jody, I'm always, always with him and my children. And then she has a full life too. Like she has her children and she has her businesses. And I get it, like Kiki misses their friendship. So that's a conversation they really need to have, like a one-on-one.
Yeah.
I think they really need to hash that out
mm-hmm.
and figure that one out. But
was there anyone this season that you were kind of surprised the direction that your relationship went in? Because obviously, like we said, it's a big cast. There's lots of different evolving dynamics. Is there anyone, either it could be positive or negative, that you kind of were surprised the direction things went?
Yeah, you'll have to watch those episodes. I'm very surprised on how a certain relationship went, but I don't want to, spoiler alert, you know? I don't want to do that, but we're good now.
Okay.
And others, I thought we were great, and now, right now, we're not, and that's upsetting to me.
Do you feel like with, obviously you have friendships on and off the show, like you've talked about for a long time. Do you feel like the doing the show kind of makes you more likely to try and work through your issues with someone versus if there wasn't that thing there, you would kind of just let it be?
Yeah, usually if I didn't have to do another season with these women, with a friend, and they did something terrible to me or... I would probably steer clear of them. But in this situation, like, we have to mm-hmm. hash it out. We have to figure it out because we're with each other for many, many months of the year.
Yeah. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I am so happy that warmer weather is finally back and we can get back to enjoying some time in the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring May flowers and also sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I have had seasonal allergies for pretty much my entire life. Unfortunately, there are definitely those days where I have canceled my plans because I simply just don't want to be out in the world because of my allergies. But luckily, Claritin is the perfect thing that you can just take at the beginning of the day, and it really helps with all of those symptoms, clearing up your eyes, clearing up your sinuses, clearing up your congestion. It's the easiest way to just get those allergies under control, whether it's in the spring, any other time of year, and it's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. I imagine we're getting toward reunion time.
Yeah, it's a week away.
How are you feeling about that this year? Because obviously, you know, last season you were sort of in the hot seat from an emotional perspective, but not necessarily from like a drama with the women perspective.
Yes.
And maybe that's a little different for you this year. Do you feel a little more like, I don't know, how do you
feel?
It's
a lot. There's a lot of pressure because there's, and now I'm not only dealing with my ex, I'm also dealing with some of the women.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things that went down on the upcoming episodes.
Are you like, what is your reunion like kind of mantra? Because I know some people hate the reunion every year. It's like their least favorite day of the year to go film the reunion. And some people are like, you know what? I'm ready.
I'm ready. I am ready. This year I am ready like never before. I am prepared. I want to make everything crystal clear. I want to hash things out. There's a lot that I want to say.
Okay. I feel like that's the right attitude. Yeah. Because if you go into reunion being like, oh, this is going to be terrible. I just want to get through this. Yeah. It's tough. I mean, and you know, watching the episodes, it's like you want everybody to be.
You're putting yourself in that mindset, and it's just, you're going to feel horrible. So
right.
I'm going into it, you know, just wanting to make things crystal clear, explain myself, any, you know, questions anyone might have about me, I'm going to set the record straight.
Mm. I would love to see you on a season of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
I do too.
Can you tell me some people that you would like to see on a season with you?
Oh, yeah. Teresa, love okay. Teresa. Carolyn Sansbury.
Yeah.
These are all like friends of mine. Who else from our cast? Probably Larsa mm-hmm. or Nicole.
Okay.
Maybe Kiki, because she's really fun. She's really funny. Who else? How many are you allowed to have on the...
I don't know. It's like six or seven. Or...
I'm going down from all the different... Oh, Meredith. I've developed a relationship with Meredith.
Meredith's fun, yeah.
She's great. Maybe Kyle.
Okay.
I'm really loving Kyle.
Okay, so, yeah.
I'm loving her. And yeah, I can't think of anyone else, but that, I think that'd be...
That's a good mix. I feel like with Girls Trip, it's like every season has like a different vibe. So
and Kenya, I love Kenya.
I
hung out with her a few times.
That's so fun. I wouldn't like picture you and Kenya.
This was years
vibing
ago.
Vibing together.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think she's great. We're good.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to ask before we wrap up. I've been asking everyone lately because I think it's interesting to hear the takes. How do you feel like doing reality TV has changed you as a person? You've obviously it's a decade plus journey now. What do you feel like it's brought into your life, or you know, could be good or bad or whatever?
I mean, it's as of late, it's brought a lot of drama, a lot of things that I never thought would happen in my life. You know, like what 2 years ago when this all happened, I was completely blindsided, never expected. Halfway through filming, I was gonna get this news and my life would be changed forever.
Mm.
I don't know if I would have signed up to be on a show if that had happened and now they wanted me, you know, for the sake of my family. And when I went into it, I was happy and I had a happy marriage and I really didn't have any crazy drama. And now, you know, fast forward 10 years, I have like these real life heavy hitting like situations happening and it's being shared with the world in real time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really humbled me. It has exposed me, but it's also brought a lot of opportunity my way and I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for the businesses I'm, you know, starting and the purpose, like there's a lot of purpose and I think that, again, maybe this is my path. Maybe this is like what's meant to be.
Yeah, it's like taking the bad with the good, but then
turning my pain into purpose.
I love that. Okay, so you've teased a little bit about what we have to come for the remainder of the season, going into the reunion. How are you feeling personally for these remaining episodes? Like, are you kind of like Zen Lisa? Are you, you know, how are you sitting down to watch these episodes?
Well, I've seen the next three, the ones that's coming out. We always get the episodes like a day or two before, but now we're getting
Reunion year.
Now we're getting all of them because we're cramming them in to see them all before the reunion. I'm a little scared to see Mexico because
I keep forgetting you guys have like a whole big trip that we haven't seen yet.
I was there. I know what happened, and it's scary.
Yeah,
it's going to be difficult to watch.
Okay,
I'm signing something very, very, very. Going through something very. Important in my life, one of the most pivotal moments of my life.
Yeah.
On this upcoming trip.
Yeah.
And I'm dealing with that. And then, you know, being on a trip with the ladies.
We've seen you a lot in the last couple of seasons have to really balance how much you're showing up for the show and the women and your friends versus the things that are happening, you know, to the side in your real life. And I feel like it's unfortunately it's kind of been a constant of like, okay, like I gotta be here and
it's my job.
But also like if the phone rings, we might have to go take that call. Like it's,
and that's literally happening all of Mexico. Like I'm having to deal with stuff and trying to be present and trying to be fun.
One of these days we're gonna get Lisa on a trip with her phone off, just having fun.
I don't know if I could ever do that.
Well,
who could ever have their phone off?
Well, maybe not off, but like
I got kids. I gotta be available for my kids. So. Moms always need their phones on.
Yes. Okay. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, and I have a gift for you.
Oh my God. Okay.
I have a gift for you. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Dun, 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 dun. Wow.
Looky, looky. So I just want to show you how beautiful this is.
Yeah, there's so many different.
And by the way, it's unisex.
Okay. Oh, wait, it has your name on it. That's
yes, it's
so pretty.
It's my perfume.
No, I know it's your perfume. This is beautiful. This is really pretty.
Isn't that gorgeous?
It's gorgeous.
Favorite color. I designed it. Every little detail, it's all me. Every little detail.
Thank
this
you
is
so
a
much.
Passion project, and I'm.
It looks great.
So excited. It smells amazing. Everyone's loving it. And then there's the beautiful car diffusers you can scent on the go.
Wow.
And then this is a diffuser, wireless diffuser for your house.
Wow. You have like the whole 360 scent experience. You should do QVC. You'd be good at it.
I think, right?
I think you like a little hosting vibe. Yeah.
But you got to open it too because it's so pretty.
Okay.
This is the best one. Everyone needs to buy it.
Everybody who's listening to the
like
podcast
rose
right now.
Gold.
Like, what is happening in there?
And it smells like heaven.
Wait, this is so pretty.
Isn't it? Like, it's the best. It really is my favorite.
Maybe we'll put this in the Betch's office. Get everyone smelling a little bit nice.
Yes.
I love this so much. Lisa, thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for the lovely gifts.
Thank you so much.
Christmas came again.
Yes, of course. It's so good to see you.
Good to see you too. Thank you everyone for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show wherever you listen. You can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. Watch The Real Housewives of Miami Wednesday nights on Bravo. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all like uncool. Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Dylan Hafer and Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.